Hey everyone, this is Dave. I'm here with Ian, and this is Left Off the Dial Season 4, new show for January, our first show for a while. How you doing?
I'm good, and we got new music, as you can tell. We're in the background. It's no longer my... No, who was it?
It was Iron and Wine before.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd change it up for a new season of Left Off the Dial. This is Ought off of their Sun Coming Down album.
Yeah, so...
Just trying to look for the name of the track here. We'll find that for you.
Yeah, no, it's...
You really need to know. I like it. It's just sort of a little bit more reflective of our taste, and it's just a new season, new song.
Yeah, new year, and let's start things off fresh.
Well, and of course, how can we not have a show without doing at least half of the show devoted to the great, the one and only David Bowie?
Yeah, so with David Bowie passing away just this last week, I guess it would have been, it came as a big surprise, I think, to everybody in the music world, seeing as he just released a brand new album.
New video, you know, but quintessential Bowie, he managed his image right until the day he died, right? I mean, I'd read that the Black Star album had been completed for a long time. For months, in fact, and I would imagine that the final coordination of the final release date had something to do with his health, and you know.
Well, I understand he wanted to release it on his birthday, so right. he just turned 69 on, I think, the Friday, and then on Sunday he passed away. So, a great loss to the music world.
Absolutely,
and a man who. So incredibly influential on so much music that we love. I think in particular, his influence on new wave post-punk music that followed was huge. Mm-hmm. The release of some of his Berlin albums in particular, there was a whole bunch of people living in in their attics of their parents' house listening to that, and then went and formed bands.
Mm. Let's talk about his influences in the next segment, but why don't we play some early David Bowie here for you?
Yeah, even before he changed his name to Dave Bowie. This is Davy Jones and the Lower Third, aren't they?
Lower Third, I think. Yeah.
And we got a song here called You Got a Habit of Leaving. Very early Bowie here on Left Off the Dial.
Sometimes I cry, sometimes I'm sorry. dresses like a queen. He can kick like a mule. It's a real mean team. You can love. You can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks.
David Bowie from one of the better compilations, Best of Bowie 1969-74 with All the Young Dudes. And before that we heard from You've Got a Habit of Leaving. That's Davy Jones in the lower third.
Yeah, which you can sort of hear the future Bowie every once in a while in that song.
Absolutely.
And he changed his name to Bowie because of Davy Jones from the Monkees.
That's right.
You know, so I didn't want to be confused with a short little fella on a goofy show like the Monkees. So he after Davy Jones in the lower third, he had a solo album, and then eventually Space Odyssey, and then he found success with Ziggy Stardust, of course. I first got into Bowie, and I brought my prop here. I'm showing Dave. Mm-hmm. I got this as a Christmas present when I was a kid. Changes One Bowie, that came out in 1976, and it was kind of a greatest hits thing. And I think there's a lot of, you know, he had all his sort of, you know, his hard rock and, you know, Ziggy Stardust and all that kind of stuff. And then he went off on, did some weird experimenting and went to Berlin and did all sorts of things, different styles. And along the way, I think some fans just didn't get it. I also brought my copy of, the red copy of the Rolling Stone Record Guide, which they generally pan a lot of what is now considered his best albums. Things like Low and Heroes, Station to Station, Lodger. Very good albums recorded in the mid-70s.
Well, those three of those in particular, Low, Heroes, and Lodger, were recorded at the Hansa Studios in Berlin when he had decided to make a wholesale change. He had been doing lots of drugs in L.A., moved over there, hooked up with Brian Eno and Tony Visconti, and they made those three albums. And I read a quote on my other show the other day. I don't have it in front of me, but he basically is saying that those albums were like his DNA. That's what he was, right? And it was pretty interesting. And I think further to that, I mean, one of the things that I've been trying to wrap my head around, I didn't listen to a lot of Bowie, just what I heard on the radio when I was a kid. And but really, when you think about it, all the bands that he's influenced, you know, all the music that I listen to today, most of those bands will declare that he is one of their primary influences, right? So how do you pay tribute to a man who's influenced like all of the music that you listen to, you know, or a large majority of it, right? It's pretty amazing. And not only that, but his music will continue to influence new musicians who pick up a guitar or pick up a saxophone or whatever. You know, he will continue to influence them as time goes forward forever.
Yeah, and I think what's really cool is the fact that his last two albums, including Dark Star, which we're going to play a track way later in the show, are really good. Like, he had a period where, you know, after Let's Dance, he made some stuff that was not brilliant, but there's always some good little gems in there. And then he made some of his later stuff in his career is brilliant, like really good, you know, as good as anything he did back in his peak. Yeah, I don't know. He's just somebody that yeah, like you listen to, in particular, 80s music coming out of the UK, all that sort of new wavy stuff. It's so influenced by Bowie.
Well, even pre-New Wave, I mean, U2, you know, like that stuff, the early U2 start coming out in late 70s, early 80s, that kind of stuff, and all the contemporary bands around that, you know, all the post-punk type of bands were listening for something new to do, and, you know, that's what they heard, and so that's what they tried to imitate.
Yeah, bands like Simple Minds, early yeah. Simple Minds, and Ultravox, and, you know, Bauhaus, and, you know, all these bands that just, they were like, what is Bowie doing now? Oh my God, this is what we're going to do. We got to get some synthesizers, you know, and create some new exciting music.
Influenced the genre. So let's, why don't we play some covers that we like, Bowie covers. Here's, let's start it off right here with TV on the Radio with a cover of Heroes. You're listening to Left Off the Dial.
Just for one day. Vai me tentar a fazer desistir. Eu não posso dormir. com você nos meus sonhos. Já conheço seu dorso, seu olhar tão medonho, e a senha que eu fico. Muito tempo fico, nunca fico rico. Então por isso eu grito. Para o horizonte, fico admirado, cais. Quando o vento está calmo, tu fica em paz. Eu estou nessa trilha e não sei quanto tempo faz. Eu não vejo sentido mais nos meus ideais. E agora que eu fiz um acorde maior pra cantar pra você minha angústia e dor, eu não quero viver muito triste só. Venha ser meu amigo, venha ser meu amor. Então por isso eu five years, eu não vi nada nesses five years. Só no mar azul é minha vida, five years. De norte a sul é meu dever, a five years. Porque eu vivo por aí, a five years. Quase não vi nada nesses five years. Estar no mar azul é meu dever, a five years. E de norte a sul é minha sina, five years. Oh, five years. E de norte a sul é minha sina, five years. Quase não vi nada nesses five years. E de norte a sul é meu viver, a five years. Oh, five years. Oh, yeah. Five years. Oh, five.
All right, that was Jorge. I don't know how to pronounce it.
You know what? I was going to let you introduce
5 years off the Life Aquatic soundtrack. It's a whole, a lot of tracks. I think he has a whole album of Bowie covers, and a lot of them were pilfed for that that movie soundtrack. That was 5 years. Before that, we heard Ben Harper and Relentless 7 with a cover of Under Pressure, which in my mind is more of a Freddie Mercury cover, but David Bowie is obviously a part of that duet in the original tune. And then TV on the Radio with Heroes off the War Child Heroes soundtrack. Lots of great covers of Bowie tunes, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you stumble over Mr. Jorge's.
It's Brazilian, and I just don't speak Brazilian, so I don't know how to pronounce S-E-U. That's how you Jorge. Maybe?
So Jorge? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not very good on the whole Portuguese thing, so.
And I think we've got a couple of live tunes here queued up for you, Bowie tunes, and our tribute. We're going to devote almost the first half hour of our show here to David Bowie, which I think is the least we could do for thanking him for all the great music that both he's provided us directly and indirectly by influencing and having other bands love his music and make music that's based on that.
Yeah. So we're going to have a couple of things. They're both off of, there's a couple of albums of Live at the BBC. Really cool stuff. We're going to have The Man Who Sold the World, followed up with a really early track, Kooks, which is off Hunky Dory, which everyone should own. That's one of my favorite Bowie albums. And if you hadn't had the pleasure of seeing him live, for those, I don't know how many of us were in Kelowna when he played Kelowna, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. It was brilliant. It was such a wonderful concert. Really, really enjoyable. So let's start it off with Man Who Sold the World.
Story. If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought some things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules on what to say to people if they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you grow a pretty cookie too. If you stay in a lover's story, won't you stay? You won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember what they did to this old fool. don't pick fights with the bullies or the cads. I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. And we'll watch the crazy people race around. Will you stay in the lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of gooks hung up on romancing.
All right, that's Kooks from Bowie at the Beeb, best of the BBC recordings. And we also played The Man Who Sold the World off of that same, well, off the bonus CD with that compilation. Rest in peace, David Bowie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, David. It was a lot of good music, a lot of good memories.
For sure. All right, well, let's bring up the movie. I think we'll play, we'll try and get in a song from his new album, Black Star, at the end of the show. But in the meantime, let's play some rockin' new CanCon.
From Hamilton.
From Hamilton. Here's Young Rival with Interior Light on Left Off the Dial.
I shouldn't look at you. so I look away.
Listeners, we are the city with a song called Check Room. Before that, we had Young Rival, Interior Light.
Well, we aren't the city, but the band is We Are the City.
Did I imply that we are the city?
I don't know. It sounded like it to me, but that's just me, maybe. Okay, we Are the City, that is a much anticipated next album from them that was released just at the end of the year. Didn't quite make it to our lefty list, or did it?
No. I don't think so. I don't think it
I
did.
I have it right here. Let's see.
All right.
You are correct. It did not.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. Sounds cool.
So there. We call that a leftover from the lefties.
The leftover
lefties. Well, we're playing leftovers all this, next show for sure.
Yeah.
Next week, tune in for some leftovers from our 2015 lefties.
Actually, it was kind of interesting. One of the things I thought was pretty exciting was we actually got contacted by somebody from a band who thanked us for being included in the Lefty.
Yeah, that was the Young Novelists, right?
Yeah. So I thought that was really nice. It's like, oh, I'm actually talking to an artist here.
And maybe we should follow that up and maybe we can get an interview or something.
I have made contact, so maybe we can.
That's one of those things that I'd like to start. That's my New Year's resolution for my part on Left Off the Dial. Let's get some bands on the show. Talking about their music.
Okay, that sounds like a great plan. Yeah. We did have a little bit of that last year because I did interview our friends, the co-pilots, and that was cool. Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to do because we don't really have a studio and we don't really record live or anything like that, but we will soon. Peach City Radio is, I was in the studio yesterday putting up drywall.
Right on. I'm really stoked about the whole in the studio, doing things live,
it's gonna be good.
And then transmitting, you know, just, it's going to be a brilliant year this year.
And time is running out. If you want to be a supporter under the Raise the Radio banner, I'm speaking specifically to businesses, business owners. If you want to become a founding sponsor, it's a meager $500 donation, and you'll be known forever as a founding sponsor of Peach City Radio. Get on that, www.peachcityradio.org. Check it out. All the info is there. Let's move forward here. Here's Nothing Garden, a song by a band called Turret 2 off the album This Is Where We Play, released in 2015. Here's Turret 2 on Left Off the Dial.
Thank you.
That's Psychic Attack by the Radiation Flowers, and that's off the CJSW 2015 Level Up compilation, which is a fantastic little album. Before that, we heard from Telstar Drugs with Pulley off their 2015 album Sonatine. And before we started that set off with a band from St. John, New Brunswick, for all those listening on CFMH, local FM, that was Turret 2 off the This Is Where We Play. I think that was a compilation off their label.
Interaction.
And the song was Nothing Garden. Pretty good.
Which
good
stuff. Basically, I spent the last three songs trying to figure out who Turret 2 were and Googling them. And eventually, it's like, oh, hey.
That's what happens when you don't have a music library in your radio station. You have to dig up all the stuff yourself. This is what we do. We do it because we love it and we love you, our listeners.
Wow. Yeah. Let's give everybody a big hug out there.
Yeah.
Aw. Aw. So, you know, we're at the end of our little radio show we call Left Off the Dial. This has been Ian.
And this has been Dave. And I continue to be Dave as well.
Okay.
I will continue once the show's over.
Yeah, don't just stop being Dave and, you know, be Doug or something.
No, that's not going to happen.
And, you know, we always say this when we are at the end of Left Off the Dial. If you have a comment or you want to tell us something, leftoffthedial@peachcityradio.org. Send us an email, Facebook, Twitter, and just tell us what the heck you think. Yeah. And if you live in Penticton, remember we're still raising the radio. Check us out on peachcityradio.org.
And if you live in St. John, New Brunswick, and listening on CFMH, send us an email too. We'd sure love to hear from you. And this was, we started this show off with our tribute to David Bowie, and we're going to end it off with a track called Lazarus off his brand new Black Star album. This one's for you, David.
Thanks for listening.
Just like me.